SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Learning English can change your life. Did you know that you can improve your English and learn about Australian culture at the same time? With the SBS Learn English podcast, you'll become more confident using Australian expressions in your everyday life. Each episode is around 10 minutes long, so they are easy to fit into your day. You'll love learning English with SBS Learn English. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. A man has been taken to hospital following a stabbing at the University of Sydney. Paramedics responded and took the 22-year-old victim to Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in a serious but stable condition. Police have arrested a 14-year-old male who is assisting with inquiries. Senior Labor politicians have rejected suggestions that suspended Senator Fatima Payman has been intimidated by her party colleagues. Senator Payman described being isolated by the Labor Party and colleagues after being suspended from caucus for crossing the floor. The suspension was initially only for a week, but is now an indefinite suspension after Senator Payman said she would cross the floor again to vote in favour of any future pro-Palestinian motions. Health Minister Mark Butler doesn't believe Senator Payman has been intimidated.
We'd like to see Senator Payman return to the Labor fold, but in order to do so, she's got to respect other members of the team and commit to accepting collective decisions of that team.
Live sheep exports will be banned from 2028, angering farmers who say their livelihoods will be ruined. Last-minute lobbying by West Australian farmers and business owners was not enough to have the legislation blocked, with the bill passing the Senate. The legislation will mean an end to live sheep exports by sea on May 1, 2028, with a $107 million transition package to flow to affected farmers. The Greens say Australians should be able to access major sporting events for free, even if they access the content online. Australian laws require major sporting events like the Olympics, State of Origin, and the AFL and NRL Grand Finals to be shown on free-to-air television, and they'll be debated in the Senate tomorrow. Currently, the legislation only requires major events to be available for free on television, but Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the laws need to apply to online content as well. Security staff at 9 hospitals will trial body-worn cameras to see if they can play a role in reducing aggression in health facilities. Footage will only be recorded if security officers believe there is a risk of harm, but the material could be used in prosecutions. Up to 300 cameras will be used during the trial in New South Wales. Mass egg shortages have forced McDonald's to change its breakfast hours as farmers across the country battle to stop the spread of bird flu. Breakfast offerings will now end at 10:30 in the morning instead of midday. The temporary change comes as 8 farms in Victoria, 2 in New South Wales, and one in the Australian Capital Territory have been forced to close in a bid to stop the spread of avian flu. I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.